I'm the second oldest.
Are you over in charge?
Yes, I'm 58.
Just look at him.
Let me tell you, you are, Eddie, you're a damn fool to stay at Pepper. I was up, I saw them hold the farm. Alexander and Guthrie and all those fellows are up there saying that the only man in the creative department, and they don't know George well enough, the only man in the creative department, you gotta keep it strong. But I must say that, you've got a lot of support. I know they apparently, but maybe they don't want you as a competitor.
statements.
Yeah.
And at the same time, to the extent that we can be taken off strong hooks on some of these things, why it's a useful exercise.
Well, we have some disagreement with recommendation two.
Closed rule.
If there is a closed rule.
oppose it, or where, if we do, somebody can say, well, you opposed it back there in 1972, how come you're changing your mind now? So we're trying to straddle out a little bit here. And you can see the way it's phrased.
That's why this alternative A was reworded a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Which way would you prefer, alternative A or alternative B? Which do you call alternative
A? We prefer A. If you look under position, it's original.
Ridiculous.
think within the framework of the discussion here, we have a good amount of room to move around in, and we can have something constructive to say. And with Eddie's help, we'll hope to get you some recommendations.
And we can get some recommendations, and also, brother, with the Congress at this time, play the game a bit that we are consulting in advance. I'll be ready to talk to them later on. We will, of course, make recommendations, but we're not there to fight them. We're going to get things through. And but on the other hand, also, they're quite positive. We're going to fight all of them. They're going to be in this damn Democracy. The election's over now. And we're not going to go down any of those roads. Well, I hope they don't think there's any need for it. That's the problem. They may think that there's a need for it. You know, it's an interesting thing. Everybody is scared to death of this. Or that there's going to be a move on the 12 sessions of the investment tax credit, whatever we call it, and also the accelerated depreciation. I don't think they're going to turn that around. Do you?
We had some question as to whether the revenue estimates on the depreciation, the ADR, which we estimate around $3 billion now, is costing that much. We're not quite sure that all the companies have been electing it.
Oh.
And if a survey that we want to try to take shows that it's not, we might be able to have some revenue saving. We may have estimated too much loss of revenue when we put the depreciation system into effect.
A lot of them didn't collect.
We said it was a two-edged sword when we proposed it, that there were some minuses for the companies as well as pluses, and that may turn out to be so. Very few of the companies seem to have elected with them. The returns filed today, those elections aren't yet filed. If that turns out to be true, we might have $1 billion or more to play with. Timber companies that have capital gains on cutting timber. So it isn't applying on any